I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Very little is needed for the happy life. We think we need piles of money and power and fame and that to get that perfect house and marry that perfect person. And there are so many things we tell ourselves we have to have. But for centuries, the wisest minds have been saying some version of what Marcus Aurelius wrote in Meditations. Very little is needed to make a happy life. And a little less than 2,000 years later, Goethe wrote, "One ought to, every day at least, to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words." Seneca similarly suggested that each day we should find a good quote or read a good story or have a good exchange with a friend. That's it, he says. That will fortify you against poverty, against death, indeed against other misfortunes as well. Just a few things. A good quote to start the morning, a little song to start the workday, a good poem with lunch, a fine picture next, and a few reasonable words spoken over dinner with a friend or a loved one or in the pages of a journal. Do that each day, and you will have a happy and a wise life. And actually, I'm just busting out the new Daily Stoic calendar for 2023. One quote every day. It's the quote in the Daily Stoic book, but if you want it on your nightstand, if you want it on your bathroom counter, or I keep one on my desk, there's also one on the counter at the painted porch. You should check out the Daily Stoic Tear Away calendar, 365 days of Stoic quotes, featuring quotes from Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus, and more. You can check it out at store.dailystoic.com, or I'll link to it in today's episode notes. But check it out. Talk soon. Welcome to another episode of Ask Daily Stoic. You send in questions, we answer them. Inspired by Stoicism, I'm dropping my papers like crazy. So today's question is, how can I get better at saying no? This is something I am really bad at. And I get the feeling that the Stoics were not great at it naturally anyway. I mean, Seneca couldn't have been too good at saying no because he agreed to work for Nero and he refused to leave for far too long. But, you know, in Meditations, Marcus Aurelius, he says, like, ask yourself in every moment, is this essential? Like, do I need to do it? Is it a real obligation? Is it actually important? And the truth is, a lot of the things that we get pressured into doing are not necessary, right? They're things that we're doing because everyone else is doing them. We're doing them because they showed up in our inbox. We're doing them because somebody offered us some amount of money for them. We're not really asking, is this essential? Is this what I was put on the planet to do? If this was by the last day of my life, would I do it? And so if we can ask ourselves this question, I think generally we'll be better. I have a sign above my desk that a guy named Jonathan Fader, he's a brilliant sports psychologist. She sent it to me. It's a picture of Oliver Sacks in his office. Oliver Sacks in the picture is on the phone. And then above him is a sign and just says, N-O, exclamation point. And it's just a reminder to me, like, I have to say no. Early on in your career, you have to say yes to everything because you're trying to get established. But as you get older, you realize, like, oh man, I don't have an unlimited amount of time. I don't have unlimited resources. I have to say no to things. And I will say that one of the things that having kids has helped me with is realizing, I think before I was okay harming myself and harming even my wife or my health by saying yes to things I didn't need to be doing that was too much for me to do. But now that I have kids, I realize, like, oh, I am taking this time from them. I promised them all my time. Now, obviously, I have to claw some of that back for work, right? But beyond that, beyond the things that required to survive, to, you know, to feel fulfilled as a human being myself, all everything left over belongs to my two sons. And so the idea that I'm just going to fritter that away because somebody wants me on their podcast or someone sent me some random email or someone wants to pay me $10 to go do something is ridiculous, right? You are saying yes, you're saying no to something else. So one of the things I always think about is, what am I saying no to? And is that actually a more important thing? So one of the questions we get the most often, this is comments like, how do I teach my kids about stoicism? Well, you know, the Stoics, like when you look at Cato's life and Seneca's life and Marcus Aurelius's life, one of the things they had, it wasn't their parents teaching them about stoicism, although Cato clearly taught his daughter Portia about it, is that they had really great tutors. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about with my kids, is obviously school is important. Obviously, it's legally an obligation. But like, who are teachers or tutors I can bring into their life on a one-off basis or for a month or for a year? Who are really great instructors I could bring in and have them have teach them? And so obviously there's not really like a whole contingent of Stoic tutors, but maybe there are people who are experts in specific things that are pertaining to Stoicism. So if those four virtues, maybe a way to think about this is like the four virtues of Stoicism are wisdom, justice, temperance, and courage. Who is a teacher you can bring into your kids' life that can teach them about those four things? Or if you can't afford that, what are four books that, or four movies or four stories or four historical places you can go to teach them about those four concepts? And how can you do that on a regular and recurring basis? So I think that teachers is really important. Cato had a Stoic teacher. Seneca was a Stoic teacher. Epictetus was taught by Musonius. Marcus Aurelius was taught by this guy named Junius Rusticus. So who is your Stoic teacher for you and for your kids? That's a really important question. The other thing is, don't think about Stoicism as this thing you know and you are teaching to your kids. I think a better way to think about it would be thinking about it as something you're learning together. So Seneca talks about how he says, like, when you're reading my letters, assume that we are laying in the same hospital ward together. We're both sick. We're both trying to get better. So don't think about Stoicism as something you've mastered and you're passing along to your kids. Think about it as something you're learning with your kids, that you guys are like learning this together. You're like studying together. You're reading, you're listening to this podcast together. You're sharing the Instagram clips together. You know, you're emailing passages back and forth. You know, you're going on a trip to Rome together. Like, you are doing this together because you're both sick and you're both trying to get better. To me, that's the great way. And then the ultimate way to teach your kids about Stoicism, and this seems obvious, but it needs to be said, is by example. Don't tell your kids about justice and temperance and wisdom and courage. Prove those things to them. Embody those things. That's what Epictetus says. Don't talk about your philosophy. Embody it. Don't talk about it. Be about it. The last question for today is, how do I start a journaling habit? So I'm a little biased in that we make the Daily Stoic Journal. Can't recommend it highly enough. Hopefully, you know, I've talked about don't talk about it, be about it. I do the Daily Stoic Journal every morning. There's a question in the morning and you reflect on it as you begin the day. And the idea is that you end the day by reflecting on how you did, you know, per the intention that you set. But I think the easiest way to start a journaling habit, and I've recommended this a bunch of times, I use a journal called the One Line a Day Journal. I'm on my third year of it, but you go through and you just write one sentence every day. So there's a mothering version and a father version and a parenting version and a college version. There's all these different versions. I just have a one and I write one sentence every day. It is really easy to write one sentence per day. So instead of thinking about this, how do I start journaling? How do I have a journaling habit? It's more like, what is the least amount of journaling that I can do and start, right? And so I think that's an easy, nice one. It could just be writing down a quote from one of the Stoics each morning and then kicking it around. You know, it could just be, you know, keeping a workout log. Like, start with something really small or easy. And I think that's a way to start the journaling. There's some other great journals. The bullet journal is great. The 5-minute journal, also really easy. Like, starting a journaling habit is hard. Journaling for 5 minutes is easy. So when you think about these habits that are intimidating or difficult, or that you've tried and failed at before, I think what the Stoics would recommend is start with something really easy and build on it. Epictetus talks about fueling the habit bonfire. Like, how can you just get a spark going and then add to it from there? So this doesn't have to be this intense journaling conversation with yourself for pages and pages and pages. It takes years to work. It's like, if you wanted to start meditating, meditate for 30 seconds. Don't try to meditate on a 30-day silent meditation retreat. That's going to be really intimidating and hard. So start small and then build. You know, my journaling habit is probably 7 or 8 years old now. And as a result, I've worked myself up to a place where it's natural and effortless. And when I don't do it, it's almost painful. But it took me a while to get there. And this one line a day journal was a big breakthrough for me. So thanks for listening. Keep your questions coming. You can send them to info@dailystoic.com. And we will keep doing this on the podcast.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the 3 most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.